Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's great to see everyone, and thank you all for coming. It is an extremely exciting day in the history of our franchise. I am thrilled to announce today that Steve Yzerman will return to the Detroit Red Wings in the role of Executive Vice President and General Manager. Ken Holland has been promoted to Senior Vice President and has signed a multi-year extension. With a leader like Steve in charge of our hockey operations, and with the valued support of an accomplished executive in Ken, we feel that we've taken a strong management team and made it even stronger today. This is truly an amazing day for our organization, the city of Detroit, the state of Michigan, and for Red Wings fans around the globe. We continue to be laser focused on building a team for our incredible fans that consistently competes for Stanley Cup championships. And we believe Steve Yzerman is the perfect choice to lead our efforts. In 2006, my parents Mike and Marion Illich had the incredible foresight to see Steve's executive potential, adding him to the Red Wings front office after he retired as a player. Steve mentored under Ken and Jimmy Devolano in Detroit for 4 years, and then moved on to Tampa and took over the reins. And boy, was he impressive. Under his guidance, the Lightning became one of the NHL's model franchises, building a perennial contender. Since 2013 and 14, no team has won more games or scored more goals than the Lightning. Tampa ranks fifth overall in victories since Steve's first season as general manager, and he won the NHL General Manager of the Year Award in 2015. What Steve has accomplished in Tampa is remarkable. I would also like to thank Lightning owner Jeff Vinnick for granting us permission to speak with Steve in March.
What Steve has accomplished in Tampa is remarkable. I would also like to thank Lightning owner Jeff Vinnick for granting us permission to speak with Steve in March. Steve is a smart, driven, and determined executive with extraordinary leadership skills, as demonstrated both in his playing and management careers. He brings a unique perspective to the general manager position as a Hall of Fame player, a captain, a Stanley Cup champion. He draws on that experience in all facets of the position, including his decision-making, communication, negotiating, drafting, and developing. Perhaps the quality that separates Steve the most is his competitive edge and his competitive drive. He's had incredible success over his time on the management side, and we know his competitive fire will permeate throughout our organization. I would like to thank Ken Holland for his incredible work over 22 years as our general manager and for his role in bringing Steve back to Detroit. Ken and Steve are extremely close friends. Ken firmly believes it is in the best long-term interest of the organization that Steve takes over our hockey operations and begins to guide the Red Wings into the future. Ken has overseen our hockey team since 1997, and under his watch, the franchise has won 4 President's Trophies, 10 division titles, and 3 Stanley Cups in 1998, 2002, and 2008. This past season, he became the winningest general manager in franchise history, passing the legendary Jack Adams. His career accomplishments are truly astounding, and we're thrilled. Ken will remain with the organization in his new role as Senior Vice President. And now, it's time to hear from the new Executive Vice President and General Manager of the Detroit Red Wings, Steve Yzerman.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you all turning out this afternoon for our press conference here. I would like to start by saying, one, I'm extremely excited to be back in Detroit with the Red Wings. This city, Red Wing fans, the state of Michigan were incredibly supportive of me throughout the ups and downs of my playing career. I am very excited to return to the organization and join the Red Wings again, and with our goal of getting the team back in contention for Stanley Cups and the championships that is expected and has come to be expected here in Detroit. I really would like to thank Chris, Mrs. Illich, the entire Illich family. As I mentioned, the city of Detroit supporting me, the Illich family, throughout since being drafted, coming here as an 18-year-old. They have supported my playing career, supported me both professionally and even more importantly, the support and care that they've shown for my wife and children as well. I am extremely grateful for that. I am thrilled to be back as the general manager. I'm grateful for the confidence that Chris and Mrs. Illich are showing in me and putting me in such what I consider an extremely important position. I thank you, and I look forward to working for you and with you in our quest again to return to the place where this club is expected to be. To Ken Holland, I want to start by saying, as the general manager for 22 years in Detroit, he has had a phenomenal tenure here in Detroit. He is extremely well respected by his peers around the league, not only respected, liked, admired, the way he treats people, the way he deals with all the different situations. For me, he has been a teammate way back in the day. He has been a scout for this organization, my general manager. He's been a great friend, and he has been my mentor. I learned so much, not only as a player, playing for him in our conversations when I retired and spent four incredibly enjoyable, worthwhile years in management, learning, listening. It was an invaluable education for me and really set me up well to go off on my own to become a general manager down in Tampa. I'm incredibly grateful for his humility, his selflessness, his people management skills, and I've learned from his incredible work ethic and passion for the game. I'm very, very excited to be back working with Kenny in this role, and I'm glad that he is here, and I will be relying heavily on his expertise and opinions. It's very important for me now to acknowledge the Tampa Bay Lightning organization. Jeff Vinnick had the, not sure what the right term is,
smarts.
He offered me the job in Tampa, and it was, you know, 8 years as general manager and the previous year serving as an advisor to Julian Breezeball. Can't tell you how grateful I am and how much I enjoyed working for him, working for the Tampa Bay Lightning organization, a fantastic group of people down there, believe it or not, a fantastic hockey town, but supported the organization, a very passionate fan base. It was really an enjoyable experience for me. I'm very disappointed that I wasn't able, as manager, to guide that team to a Stanley Cup. I believe they have a fantastic team, an excellent organization, a management group, scouting staff, coaches, and I wish them nothing but the best of luck, and I hope they're close, and I hope they do get that Stanley Cup championship that they're very close to getting. Now, after we get through today, it's time for me to get to work. There's a lot of work to be done. This organization and this fan base, as you all know, is used to winning and being successful. We got a lot of work to do, and depending on your age, you know that this takes time. We've been through this before. It's up and down for organization. It takes time, and I caution everyone and temper the excitement that this is going to take time. I cannot give you a specific linear timeline, but we will do the things necessary. We'll take the approach that I believe and that I've learned from Ken Holland through my and learn with the Illiches through our experiences that if we follow the process, we do our job right, and truthfully, we get a little bit of luck, we'll get back to where we need to, where we're expecting to be. I believe the foundation is here for a good core of players, and it's the foundation for a core. It takes a pretty good number of players to have that core. I think we're off to a tremendous start as you watch the team this year with the likes of Dylan Larkin, Anthony Mantha, Andreas Athanasiou, Tyler Bertuzzi, Philip Aronic. You have the foundation for a core there. Kenny has done a tremendous job over the last couple of years of acquiring draft picks, more draft picks over the previous two drafts, the upcoming two drafts. You know, it's imperative that we do well in the draft. We have some promising young prospects that will go that are playing in the American Hockey League this year with Philip Zadina. We have young Rasmussen who played in Detroit this year. A couple of kids that will turn pro from junior, just to name a couple, and McIsaac and Valeno playing out in the Quebec League. There is an exciting group of young players, young prospects, and a lot of draft picks. It's going to take some time, but I believe there's a foundation there for this team to be successful. We have an excellent young coach in Jeff Blashill. He's had success at every level he's coached at. I had the, good fortune and bad fortune of our team and our minor league team in Syracuse playing, what about 5 years ago, Ken, playing Grand Rapids in the finals. We lost a hard-fought six-game series against Grand Rapids, a team coached by Jeff, and it stood out to me what an excellent job he did with that team and managing his team and the way they played. Obviously had an opportunity to watch the Red Wings this year and play the development and the play of some of the young players, so I look forward to working with Jeff. There's a lot of things in place here. As I say, we have a draft coming up. It's imperative that we draft well. It's imperative that we continue to develop and provide these young kids the environment and the opportunity to fulfill their potential. I'm confident we will do that. As I said, and I'll wrap it up, is this will take time. Much like in the early part of my career, there's ups and downs. This fan base has supported us throughout the ups and downs. And again, here we are. This is an excellent opportunity now. And I'm going to stress, we're very appreciative of your support. We're going to ask for your patience. And we're going to do things the right way. And I'm grateful to all for bringing me back here, and I recognize that there's a lot of work to be done, but I'm confident if we do things well that everyone will be pleased and we'll get the results we're expecting.
Thank you, Steve. And now the new Senior Vice President of the Red Wings, Ken Holland.
Thanks, Beamer. I would say to you, I feel very, very fortunate that 22 years ago, Mr. and Mrs. Illich and my mentor, Jim Devolano, had the confidence in me to hire me as the Red Wings general manager. It has been a privilege and an honor to be the general manager of the Detroit Red Wings. It's been a roller coaster ride at times, but the three Stanley Cup championships as general manager is something that I will treasure forever. It's time to look forward, and today is a real exciting day for the fans of the Detroit Red Wings and for the Red Wing organization. Stevie is one of the greatest players that ever played in a Red Wing uniform. I've known Steve since 1983 when he was a draft pick and I was signed by Jim Devolano as a minor league goaltender. So we were in the first training camp together, and I remember this guy with all these funny letters on the back of his jersey skating around, had the puck all the time as a young guy. And I think I was 28 or 29. Oh, my God, is that guy good at 17 years of age? So then he went on, obviously, as Steve talked, when he retired as a player in 2006, he came into our front office and worked with myself, Jim Devolano, Jim Nill, Mike Babcock was the coach. I think Scotty was still on here. Had Scotty left yet? Scotty Woman? But we had a front office staff, and we worked together for 4 years, and then Steve went on to Tampa Bay and has been in Tampa Bay for the last 9 years. And one of the people that I respect, you know, when I sit in those managers' meetings and you look around, I respect Steve as being one of the top general managers in the National Hockey League. And obviously, his team this year had tied the 96 Red Wing record for the most wins in the regular season, 62 wins. Steve and I have had many, many conversations over the last couple of weeks. leading up to today. Steve and I were roommates in Sochi in a little wee room at the Olympics when Steve was the general manager of Team Canada and I was an assistant general manager. We spent a lot of time together through the years. Steve is a really good friend. Leeson and his girls are good friends with my daughters. So it's a real exciting day for me to see Steve Yzerman come back where he belongs, back in Detroit with the Detroit Red Wings. So welcome back, Steve, and I'm thrilled that you're back and where you belong.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Before we open it up for questions, just a few comments I want to make about Ken Holland. You know, I'm a big believer to be successful at anything in life takes a lot of hard work. To be successful in professional sports really takes a lot of hard work. It's hard work for the players. We see every day how hard they train, how hard they prepare. But it's also really hard work for the front office staff. And I would say to you that nobody has worked harder to bring success to the Detroit Red Wings than Ken Holland. His work ethic is incredible. He's been an amazing general manager for our organization. And it's pretty amazing when you look back through history and you see a Jim Devolano mentoring a young Ken Holland as a scout, as an assistant, a director of scouting, as an assistant general manager, and ultimately handing over the keys to Ken Holland in 1997 as general manager, because Jimmy Devolano knew that's what was best for the franchise. He put his own self-interest on the side and looked at what was best for the team. We ask our players all the time to consider what's best for the team, to adjust their play, not for their own individual statistics and accolades, but rather what does the team need to for them to do in order for success at the team level. What Ken Holland has done here through this process is incredible. He has looked at what is in the best interest of the Detroit Red Wings and put his self-interest aside. He loves what he does, but he realized this is a one-time opportunity, perhaps, to bring Stevie back to Detroit. And Ken has willingly done that, and I think it's just an incredible thing. It speaks to his selflessness, and I think it speaks to the long-term success that the Detroit Red Wings have seen is on a continual basis, people in the organization putting their self-interest on the side and doing what's best for the organization. So the final thing I'll say about Ken, I don't think there is anybody that is rooting harder for Steve Yzerman to be successful than Ken Holland. Well, maybe I'm rooting just a little harder, but he's rooting hard. And so I just wanted to share those thoughts. Beamer.
Thank you, Chris. We'll go ahead and open it up to questions from the media. If you do have a question for either Ken, Steve, or Chris, can you please just raise your hand? We do have two wireless mics that we'll pass around the room, please. Helene, we'll get started with you.
Two questions. You mentioned you asked permission in March, and why March? And secondly, Steve, this was it important for this to happen now? It'll give you time before the combine, before the draft, before free agency to really get a feel for the team.
Yes. You know, when Kenny, Chris, and I had our various meetings over the last couple of weeks, I guess I'll even take it a step back. When I stepped down as general manager of the Lightning late last summer, prior to the season, Jeff Vinnick, myself, Julien Brisebois discussed and ultimately decided that I would stay with the organization. They had asked me to stay as an advisor to the general manager, and I was happy to fulfill that role. Once I spoke with both Kenny and Chris in the last few weeks, we agreed that I would stay with the Lightning through the season, and hopefully, you know, obviously, with our goal was to have a successful playoff run. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. And so once the season end, Julie and I had a brief conversation. But you need me? What do you need me for? And he said, Steve, I've got it. you're going to go to Detroit. You got work to do. You want to get ready for the draft. So the timing of it is, once the work is done in Tampa Bay, that it's imperative to get to work as soon as possible. So the timing of it is important from a general manager's perspective, with the things coming up the closest at hand would be simply the U18 championships next week, where we have the sixth pick in the draft plus 3 second round picks and so on. There's a lot of those kids that you'd be consideration for those picks at that tournament. So it's time to get to work.
Justin?
Steve, after hearing Chris talk about the family atmosphere and the kind of the generational hand down of this, how much did that family atmosphere and knowing that coming back here, the fans would embrace you, the organization would embrace you, made this decision as easy as it was for you?
Over the course of my playing career and my time in Detroit, spent both with Jimmy DeVellano, Kenny Holland, and part of the decision, the biggest part of the decision I made to accept the offer from Jeff Binnick to go to Tampa was it's important if you want to be successful to go to a good organization that has stable, that has solid ownership, and that was stressed to me over and over. As a player, as a newly retired player moving into management, so coming back, and again, you know, obviously I have close ties to the Ilitch family, to the Red Wing organization, to the city. I know a lot of people here regarding the job. I know the organization. I know what the Ilitch family expects. And then in my conversations with Chris over the last couple weeks about the organization, where we're at, the team, my visions, my thoughts on managing a team, I was extremely comfortable and very excited to have the opportunity to come back. I just, this has been an extremely successful franchise throughout the ownership of the Ilitch family, with Kenny, with a lot of people I know, with Jimmy DeVellano, a lot of people in this room for that matter that have been here throughout, the ups and downs. So for me, one, coming back to Detroit, coming back to the organization, but working with this group of people, I was, you know, there's no hesitation.
Jeff?
Steve, back here. Just two things. I think a lot of fans started to believe you truly were going to come back after the last speech that you gave at the last day at Joe Louis Arena. How long have you kind of thought about that this could be a possibility, that eventually you would be the next GM of the Wings? And then the second part is, did it pain you? Did you find it difficult to see what the Wings were going through, just with the rebuilding, which obviously happens to a lot of teams? But I guess how tough was that for you?
You know, when I left for Tampa, I don't know what's going to happen 5-10 years down the line, but my goal when I left is I want to win a Stanley Cup. You know, I want to run a good organization. Ultimately, I want to win a Stanley Cup. I was fortunate enough to do that, be a part of teams that did it as a player. This role is it's a difficult job, and to be able to manage a team to win a Stanley Cup, that was my ultimate goal. I wasn't thinking beyond that. You know, I was I really enjoyed working there. I enjoyed working with the people within the Lightning organization. I loved working for Jeff Finnick. He's a really good man, tremendous owner, a great asset, not only for the Lightning in Tampa, but for our league. You know, and quite honestly, like the Red Wing organization, it's been run so well. It's tough to keep. I'm living it now. It's tough to stay at the top, you know. And they've done a fantastic job through two different economic systems, which is maybe even more impressive. And you know of the long playoff run, but to be able to do that. So did I ever think, you know? As you know, my family's here. Our kids are here. We kept our home here. We'd come back in the off season. Honestly, when I left, I thought Kenny is going to be the manager for X. Jim Nill's going to take over for Kenny. And, you know, I'm going to be 100 before I get to be the manager of the Red Wings. So, quite frankly, I feel 100 right about now. But so anyway, I'm excited to be back. Was a part of the plan over the course of the season. You know, you have a chance to think about what may or may not happen. as far as the second part, and I apologize for going on here, but I'm very proud of this organization. I was a part of it and a part of, you know, the rebuild that we all went through, whether you were a member of the Ilitch family, you were a player, you were a fan, you were a member of the media. You saw, you know, you saw this organization build and build and get back to where it was from the 50s and early 60s. And again, I know so many people here. I always wanted the Red Wings to do well. And but also knowing that there's cycles, and you know, the people here, they know what they're doing. They're going to get it back up there. So, yes, it was, you know, I didn't feel good about watching the team, you know, struggle, because I know the people here, but also I know how hard it is to, you know, being a part, you know, being in the league. It's hard, and that's the business we're in.
Craig?
Steve, I'm just curious, how will you be looking to add to the front office, and how likely will it be that maybe you'll look to bring some people with you from Tampa as part of that process?
To say definitively, I have some ideas on what I want to do, but as far as Tampa goes, like it's difficult to bring people, because you have to, you know, if they're under contract, you have to offer them a better opportunity than they have there. You're not going to get a person doing a job under contract to do a job to go to another organization to do the same job. Am I looking to add? At this point, I can't say to you yes or no to that. I have some ideas, but there's a lot of good people here, and I want to spend some time with Ken and talk about, you know, what we need, what he thinks we need. I got a lot of questions, and we'll make those decisions. But the Tampa organization, they're great people there, and Julian's got a good handle on things. He's just being with him for the last year. He knows what he wants to do. He knows how he's going to get it done, and he is going to get it done. He's got an excellent group of people. Some of them he brought in. They've all kind of came from different angles. I think there's a limit to, you know, I guess the number of people you could bring. But ultimately, what's available and what's available, who's available, and what jobs are there. But most importantly, I want to take some time here. Again, watch some of the U18s, and over that time, meet with some of the staff that we have, and then kind of figure out what needs to be done or what positions need to be filled, and then ultimately, who's the right person for that.
Wojo?
Steve, over here in the middle somewhere.
Hey, Wojo.
How are you? I know you're a competitor and you like a challenge, but in your mind, how did you weigh the lure of the Red Wings versus the risk of leaving a team that's ready to win a cup, a great situation there, versus a rebuilding situation here? How did you weigh that in your mind?
Well, the decisions weren't made at the same time. You know, I stepped down as a general manager, some conversations with Jeff Vinnick over the offseason, and ultimately we made the decision early in September prior to training camp, and we had... Both Jeff and I and Julian Breezeball, I had agreed, hey, let's, you know, I would stay with the organization. They had asked me to stay, and I wanted to do that. We had, you know, a team that were trying to compete for a Stanley Cup. And over the course of the season, you know, my thoughts about, okay, what am I going to do next? I enjoyed the role. I enjoyed being a part of it. But truly, I like being a general manager. I like, you know, I guess being in charge. To come back to the Red Wing organization, it really was, for me, it wasn't a difficult decision. I didn't, you know, I know where the organization is at, but there's so many positives here that I think, hey, this is an awesome opportunity, not only personally, professionally, and it's a chance again to rebuild a team. So again, the decisions weren't made at the same time. I'm virtually a year apart.
Larry?
Steve, Blashill, do you plan to honor the contract extension that
absolutely,
you recently signed?
Yes, yes. Ken just re-signed Jeff in the last few weeks to a contract. Had a brief conversation with Jeff today. We're gonna meet when I get back from the playoffs. again, as I had said earlier in my comments, he's been successful at every level he's coached at. I watched his team beat us in the Calder Cup Finals a few years ago. I thought he did a tremendous job. I don't know him extremely well. To say hello, to shake hands, to watch the teams play, I look forward to talking to him. What I did like is, you know, you watch those young players this year, watch them evolve, watch them develop, and I think some continuity is good. These Dylan Larkins and young players are doing well. I think a coach has a lot of responsibility for that, or has, you know, want to credit, call it whatever you want. So I look forward to working with them, and again, we're trying to build, we're trying to have a team that's going to, that is a very competitive team that's going to compete for playoff spots, for Stanley Cups. I'm not looking just to roll in here and do a couple of things that make it exciting, but and not truly build a team that's going to be successful, not just, you know, 1 year, but going forward.
Pat Caputo.
Mark, I had two questions. Chris, I wanted to ask you, I'm fully aware of how popular a decision this is to bring him in. And, you know, how much did you feel an urge or need urgency to do this? And for Steve, just as a follow-up on it, you talked a little bit about expectations. You know, fans think you're on a white charger coming in here and saving the franchise. I'm sure you're aware. I just wanted to ask that of Chris, and then that of you, Steve.
Yeah, you know, I guess going back to one of the earlier questions that we didn't answer, just to give you a little bit of the history, you know, when Steve had made the decision he was going to step down, and then we saw in media reports he wanted to be back with his family in Detroit. Ken and I, we get together on a regular basis, and at our next meeting, you know, we certainly talked about that. and we both agreed it would be great to bring Steve back to the Detroit Red Wings. And so, but that was in the fall. And typically, teams aren't pursuing other folks, personnel in the fall. I mean, that typically happens in the NHL as the season is winding down. And so that was the reason that I waited until early March. I called Jeff Innick and asked for permission for us to speak to Steve. And then he granted that permission, and I asked Ken, and Ken and Steve talked and sorted it all out, and here we are today. But to most directly answer your question, you know, it's a moment in time for Steve to have stepped down from his role. Of course, he was so successful in Tampa, understandably was interested in coming back to be closer to his family, and that was a great bit of fortune for us in the Detroit Red Wings, and Ken and I realized that. I had a chance to talk with Marian Illich, who's here today, and she was ecstatic about the possibility of Steve returning to the Detroit Red Wings, and we were all in agreement. And so I would say to you, there wasn't, it was more about opportunity and where Steve was at in his career, what he's accomplished, his history with our organization, and the opportunity presented itself. But again, I go back to the first-class manner in which Ken Holland has handled this entire situation. I can't say enough. You know, in 30 years of business in my career, I've never seen anything like it, where a person puts their own self-interest aside and really, you know, takes an attitude that I'm going to do what's best for the organization. Ken Holland is a Red Wing through and through. There's no two ways about that.
I guess to answer your question, for me, regardless of what you think, good, bad, or indifferent of my playing career, it's irrelevant to the job I'm doing as a manager. Although I would say I learned so much as a player that's helped me as a manager in my time, my dealings with our players. I've learned a lot. I have my own feelings on the job that I did in Tampa, some good, some not so good. I'm very disappointed that we didn't win a Stanley Cup in the 9 years with the assets that we had, players, management, ownership, the players that I started with to 9 years later. I was expecting to win a Stanley Cup. I was hoping to win a Stanley Cup. I wasn't able to do that, so I'm disappointed. And I can only think that if I'd have done this, done that, we would have won one. You can't look back. I guess you look back. The only reason I look back is to learn, to assess the situation, the decisions I made, and hopefully make better ones, because there'll be similar ones coming forward. Again, what I would say is, obviously, I'm pleased that people are excited. Most people are excited. I'm sure there's some doubters out there, but that's okay. They're difficult jobs. They really are. It's hard. It's not an exact science. You get surprised both positively and negatively along the way. Some decisions that you thought were no-brainers don't turn out the way it thought. These players, they're young boys when they start. A lot happens. Injury, things can you can't plan for happen. Again, I go by, we're going to do things what I believe the right way, what I've learned from working and playing in this organization, and I've carried those forward, what I've learned over the last 9 years in Tampa. I just stress that this is going to take some time. Again, I can't give you a specific timeline. We're going to do things a certain way. I'm going to ask for some patience, and I know there's a limit to the patience of the fans, the media, of everyone, for that matter, of the boss, you know. But I'm not going to come in here this first year and on July 1 make a big splash just so we are a little bit better next year. If there are opportunities, you know, every I say how important the draft is. We got to draft and develop and be patient. If there's ways to expedite the process, we will do that. It's hard, though. We're competing with 30 other teams trying to get the same players, trying to make the same trades. It just takes time. So I would caution that, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to work with the Red Wing organization again. It's going to take time.
Jamie?
Hi, Steve, here in the middle. I'm wondering if you believe in fate, because there's a lot of talk of 19 coming back to this organization on the 19th of April, on April 19th. Do you buy into any of that?
Well, I'll let you know in 5 years. you know, my daughters pointed that out to me this morning. I really hadn't given it any thought. Obviously, I came here as an 18-year-old in 1983, played 22 seasons and spent, 4 years in management. I grew up here, have strong ties here. Is it fate that I'm coming back? Honestly, today, the reason we're having the press conference today is because we got work to do. It really didn't have anything to do with the date or anything like that. But yeah, I guess to me it's ironic, and maybe hopefully it brings us some good luck.
Mitch?
Hey, Steve. Welcome back.
Hi, Mitch.
So I'm just a little confused about the timing. When you first stepped down from Tampa Bay, did you already have this in mind? When did you guys begin to talk about it? Why exactly did you step down from such a great position and such a great job? And over the course of this year, while you've been here, what has it been like for you if you're out on the street? I'm sure everybody who sees you has probably said, oh, when are you coming back? When are you coming back? Or those kind of questions. How have you sort of fielded that? And kind of walk us through the whole timeline from the reasons why you left Tampa Bay to when you first got the idea of doing this.
To go back, you know, I had 1 year left on my contract last season. As I've said, my family has remained in the Michigan area. The girls are off at school doing this or that, but this has been home. And we have a home in Tampa. My entire career there, done somewhat of a commute. And the job as general manager requires a lot of travel. You're all over the world. With my family being in Detroit, the team being in Tampa, our American League team being in Syracuse, New York, and all the other parts of the job that require you to travel a lot. After 7-8 years, I had a decision to make. Jeff and I had talked last summer about renewing my contract, and I had to give it some. I had no doubts about, hey, I love this job. I love the organization. What was weighing on me was I felt like it was getting harder to do the job the way it needs to be done, and to also spend the time I needed with Lisa and the girls, and I wanted to do that. And for the first time last year, I felt at times, I felt like, you know what, the job, I'm not doing it the way it needs to be done, the way it should be done, and it's not right to do it that way. So I had to make a decision in talking with Jeff about, you know, I got to, you know, if I'm going to do the job longer and continue to do it, I got to do it the right way. And so I've got two choices, either you know, sign a new contract and keep doing it the way we're doing it, where my family is and all that, that's a personal decision we made. Nobody can make that decision for us, and frankly, nobody can question that decision, as we all have families, we got to do what we got to do. And this worked, but it was wearing on me a little bit, and I wasn't doing the job the way I thought. And so I decided last summer in a conversation with Jeff, I'm not going to sign a new contract. We talked about it. Okay, what do we do now? And ultimately, we agreed Julian is the right man to take over. And okay, how are we going to transition that? Ultimately, I stayed as an advisor to Julian, and we debated at that. You know, I said, if you want to stay in this role, and I said, you know what, let's try it. I may stay in this role. And as the year went on, my thoughts were to, you know, I like managing. It's been fun. I want to see this team win. I really do. I'm going to try and do as much as I can. But in the back of my mind, I want to go back to, I'm going to live in Detroit. I want to work again, and I want to manage. And as we get closer to the end of the season, teams, the whole league, depending on their situation, where they are in the standings, whatnot, and what changes they may or may not be making, start to do their homework. So over the last, I don't know the exact date, but I got a Jeff Innick sent me an email just saying that the Red Wings have reached out. I would like to speak to you. And I can't remember specifically then, where I agreed, and I don't know if I talked, Ken called or whatnot. Ken and I had a conversation, had a long conversation, a great conversation, and in that, he felt like Steve, he wanted me to take over as a general manager of the team. We had a long conversations about it, the transition, should we do it this summer? Ken, as you know, had a year left on his contract, should he take over? But you know, when he comes to me and says, you know, Steve, I think you should be the next manager of the Red Wings, is something obviously that I was, you know, very intrigued by and very excited by. And then, shortly after, and again, I've had a lot going on the last couple of weeks, so my timeline's a little blurred, but had an opportunity to have a good phone call, conversation initially with Chris, and then one really lengthy, enjoyable meeting just talking hockey, and another meeting as well, and here we are today.
We have time for one more question. Max?
Hi, Steve. I know you've been pumping the brakes on timelines, but in your experience, how long does it take to fully familiarize yourself with the players in an organization at every level, and just to kind of know what needs to be done and create a vision?
I don't know if I have a specific answer for that one either. I would say really not too long. One, you know, I know a lot of the people within the organization. That's going to speed it up a little bit. You know, I'm somewhat familiar with Grand Rapids. The dynamics of how it all works. I know a lot of the players, your young players through your drafts, because we were scouting the same players going through the draft. I know the Red Wing players, the team itself. I don't know a lot of the players personally, but I know them as players, what they've done. So I guess I would, you know, I don't think it takes me too long, you know. But certainly throughout the course of the season, you have a draft coming up. Spend time with your amateur scouts. You have July 1 coming up with free agency period. Get a chance to have pro scouting meetings. A lot of the scouts, the pro scouts more so than, there's been some change to the amateur staff since I left the organization. For the most part on the pro side, I know those guys. I know, the management team, the ownership people. You know, I don't know the coaches in Grand Rapids. Ryan Martin's there. Obviously, I worked with Ryan. So I know a lot of the inner workings, how I want to do things, I guess. Does it fit? That'll take a little bit of time. But over the course of the next couple of months and into next season, I think I really have a good handle on the people, on the players, and what, if anything, I want to do.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.